Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library has been waiting very patiently to go on the air and talk books, but it's fine because you have $100,000 to keep yourself busy.
Yeah, well,
right?
You've got $100,000.
You could do anything at all, right?
You could like build a library truck,
pretty much, pop-up
mobile thing.
All right, so
which is what we're gonna do. Can I just say, I was racing over here, walked in right as you started talking, then the weather alert, then the blue flashing light, then the live reporting from Blake.
The blue flashing light is the phone, by the way. Yeah.
Yes, which I heard somebody on yesterday or the day before
talking about
interviewing.
The blue flashing light. Yeah, well, people who are in for the first time, they see this blue flashing light, like, what on earth is that? It's the phone ringing, but it's big and it's bright and it's like flashing right in front of your face, so
It's like the Kmart thing, right?
Exactly. It's the blue light special. Yeah.
So yeah, there is a lot of excitement.
There's a lot of excitement
in the studio.
Imagine when we're at University Place and there's going to be all of this excitement and it's going to be visible and you'll be able to see it and hold up signs saying hi.
Like the Today Show?
Like the Today Show. I traveled all the way from Colony Woods for this. Perhaps even Hillsborough.
So it wasn't on last week, but the week before, I was on, and then I go out in the parking lot, and I get in my car, and I turn on WCHL. This is a good story. Listen to you.
All right.
I turn on WCHL, and you're breaking the news that you're going to move. And I was like, I was just in there, and we're now going to be neighbors, and he didn't tell me.
We couldn't. Like, someone walked in.
Who was I going to tell?
The world? I don't know.
So the news literally broke then. You had no idea.
We had no idea.
Oh, you
might have known since December.
Okay.
I can't.
All righty then. That's going to be super cool,
we didn't have
cool,
it confirmed
though.
Until the moment after you walked out. When
And where is the studio going
to
be exactly?
Right behind, like right next to City Kitchen at University Place. So you walk in that main entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Right across
the
hall from Red Bull. Like, it's going to be a great place.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're really looking forward to it.
That's going to be super fun.
Yeah. There's going to be windows. We'll have the studio right there. You can see it as you walk by. You can hold up a sign that says hi. I came all the way from
You really
Colony
want
Woods
people
this.
To do that. Right?
I kind of do.
I came all the way from the library.
Yes. I would appreciate that.
Okay.
I assume it's going to happen. I hope it's going to
happen.
It will happen. I know
when
it will.
When are you guys going to move there?
Late August is our set date,
soon.
Which probably means early September, but like somewhere around Labor Day.
2017, we're talking.
2016, maybe. But it's happening. We're super excited about
it. Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. Okay, so let's talk about $100,000 before we talk about books, because the Chapel Hill Public Library just got a really cool grant to launch a really cool project next year.
Yes, indeed we did.
Yes.
The working title is Pop-Up Library, but we might shift that, maybe perhaps help people ask people to help us come up with a different name. There are the words.
I do like Pop-Up Library.
Yeah. So what we got a federal grant for that comes through the State Library of North Carolina is we got $100,000 for the creation, customization, and implementation of this pop-up library. Mm-hmm. So Chapel Hill, once upon a time, had a book mobile.
Right.
In fact, Miss Francis, who still works at the library and has read stories to a generation of kids, she actually used to drive it.
Nice.
So there's some awesome pictures of her like in the 70s with the bookmobile. But when you think of a bookmobile, it's big. Mm-hmm. It needs a special permit to drive it. It's got dedicated collections, dedicated staff.
Right.
When you go somewhere, you need like 12 parking spaces.
Of course.
So this is not that.
Okay.
This is...
Because parking's hard to come by in some places in Chapel
That's
Hill.
Right.
So, yeah.
A little bit. So we wanted something fun, flexible, and kind of funky.
Okay.
So think of more like a food truck.
Okay. I like it.
And the idea is that people don't get on it.
Uh-huh.
We bring stuff so that we can go and do more off-site programs.
So it's not like a whole separate collection that's permanently in the truck. You just take books, put it in, and
you take whatever. So we currently do outreach and off-site programming, but that's like a staff person driving their car and hauling in stuff and setting up a table. This is going to take that and really just kind of blow it up.
That's awesome.
So the framework for it is in the summers. It's going to be an extension of our summer learning program.
Mm-hmm.
So through some key partnerships, it's really going to be focused on education, learning, literacy for K-12 students.
Okay.
And we can take ESL materials to a neighborhood one week and early literacy games to a Head Start site, you know, the the next week, we're also going to, I think we spec'd it for a fridge. So we might be able to partner with the mayor's new summer food program,
nice.
Take lunches.
Yeah, that's really
and
cool.
Programming and resources.
Okay.
And then the rest of the year, we can take it anywhere. So
yeah.
We might take it to the farmer's market with some farm-to-table cookbooks. We might take it to campus. When there's a, I don't know, if the Russian Ballet is at is at Carolina Performing Arts, we could take collections and programs, park
that's
it there.
That's awesome.
It's going to be super cool.
Is it? You mentioned like a food truck. Is it going to be like that with the window and people?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a concept. Penguin, the publishing house, had what they called the Penguin, I think they called it the Penguin Book Truck. And
okay.
If you Google that, you can see, but like, you know, this kind of awning.
Yeah, yeah.
Up
that's kind of what I'm imagining, right? And yeah.
They even had like a little ice cream cart kind of separate thing that you could wheel out. It's going to be super adorable.
Scoop out a story.
There you go.
There you go.
And it's going to be, yeah, super fun and awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah, we get to build a truck.
That's awesome. So who
and
actually
by we,
is going to...
I mean someone on my staff.
Right,
me
yeah.
and Rosen. So, yes, she is the assistant director, and we were just finishing up this big, long... grant project from this year that was $100,000 worth of grant money from the same funding stream. We're just putting a bow on this, and now she's going to turn around and manage the project of the library truck.
I really like this. So next summer sometime-ish?
We anticipate a late spring, early summer
okay.
launch. We'll drive it down to WCHL.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be just down the road. You can almost like walk
just
it
coast.
Down.
We
yeah, just
have,
coast
like,
down the hill. Yeah,
gas.
It's perfect. Will it be, like launch it right in time for the start of the summer reading program?
Yes.
That would be perfect.
You got it.
All right. Speaking of summer reading.
Yes.
How is the summer reading program going so far?
Amazing.
Like a couple weeks in?
Have yeah. you walked in the main entrance
I had not in the last couple of weeks, no.
So you need to come by,
sign
yourself up for summer reading, and then what you will get to do is write your name on a piece of paper, either red or blue right now.
Okay.
And we, in the main lobby, on that big wall when
yes.
you walk on, when you walk in, we taped out with like painter's tape the word read in like giant letters.
Okay.
And now we're using those little slips to fill it in. So you can see how many thousands of people have signed up for summer
reading. Nice.
So
I know we talked about this before. You almost had the R done, if I remember right.
The R was done like the first day.
Yeah.
Reed is now, I think, totally filled in. We're doing the background, and then we're like, what are we going to do next? Because I think today's count is we've had like 2,400 people sign up.
Oh, my God.
Already? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome. And then if you look on our Facebook page right now, our ace marketing dude, that's his actual title.
The
no,
AMD.
It's not.
Yeah.
The Daniel Seiler put up a display of the sweet summertime swag you can win by participating
nice.
In summer reading.
Such as.
So in years past, we got like generic stuff as prizes. Now that we have
not
our fabulous
this year,
new... Not this year.
Yeah.
Now that we have our fabulous new logo, we made the prizes branded stuff. So
okay.
you can get... Chapel Hill Public Library temporary tattoo, a
okay.
magnet,
wow,
a sticker like the cool
yeah,
kids
yeah.
put on their laptops.
Yes.
Pencils.
I like the temporary tattoo. Pencils.
Wait, there's
okay.
more.
All right.
Can koozies. So when
nice.
You're sitting at the pool, and
yeah.
what just came in, frisbees.
Oh, I like
just saying.
It. All right.
They're awesome.
Awesome.
So those and all of our summer reading program is underwritten. Generously by our friends group. So you need to come in. Sign up for summer reading.
I absolutely will.
See the swag. Put your name on the read wall.
Sounds good. All right. We're speaking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library, and we got to talk about what we're reading this summer since we got the summer reading program. It's going on.
Yes.
I am very proud of myself because I went through my big, long, like, purge my bookshelf project last year. And then, you know, I took some books to the library and donated them. I took some books to the used bookshop and sold them. And then I bought a whole bunch more.
Of course.
So I have this shelf that I'm currently working my way through. And just last night, I finished the book on the 50s that I was talking about
yeah,
a couple
Robert,
of weeks ago.
David Halberstam.
Yeah, I finally finished that after like that was like a month plus long project for
right?
some reason. Such a good book, but I finished it. So now I'm moving on to the next thing. But what are you?
What's
what are you
the
reading?
Next thing?
The next thing is going to be Tim Tyson's Blood Done Sign My Name,
you
which
read
I
that?
Have not read,
what?
And I so need to. And I'm gonna do it.
I'm
like,
shocked.
I'm gonna do it by the end of the month. It's gonna be done. Yeah.
It's a fabulous book.
I know. It's such a must read, and everyone who is just touched a copy of the book just raves about it, and I haven't had a chance to get to it yet, but I'm going to now.
So many moons ago when I worked in Carrborough at the Carrborough Cybrary.
Yes.
I just like to say that, the Carrborough Cybrary. The Cybrary. Yes. We did a community reading program with that book, and Dr. Tyson came over and spoke.
Yeah.
And it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, because we had like 400 people in the Century Center in Carrborough. And I was like, what can I do instead of me like going up and tapping the mic and saying, you know,
right,
welcome folks. And I had Mary D. Williams, who's a gospel singer in the area. She's awesome. And she now studies and teaches with Tim Tyson. I had her quiet the crowd and call them to order by just starting in the back of the room and singing a cappella the gospel song, Blood Done, Sign My Name. It was like people were just like chills, right? I get chills talking about it. It was amazing. So to hear the song and to read the book and to hear him talk, that was one of the best programs I've ever been a part of. You're going to love the book.
I'm so looking forward to reading it. I know everyone has talked about what a great book it is, and I'm going to experience it in the next couple of weeks, so I'm excited. How about you?
Okay. I am currently, I don't think I've talked about this yet, I'm also in the middle of a big reading project, and I love it. But it's so long. I'm currently trying to finish Joe Hill's book, The Firemen. Joe Hill is Stephen King's son,
right? Yes.
And
Lock and Key fame, if I recall. Maybe.
He did Heart-Shaped Box.
Yeah.
I don't know Lock and Key.
Okay, keep going.
Lock and Key.
Graphic novel.
A graphic novel?
Yeah,
he might have done those.
Okay,
So he wrote Heart-Shaped Box and Horns and another one, and those were all
great. Oh, he wrote
great.
Horns, too. Yes. I saw the movie. I haven't read the book, but yes.
I haven't seen the movie.
It's very
with
good.
With Harry Potter,
With Harry Potter, yeah.
We could just keep doing this. I love it. It's a really great book. I love the premise of it. It is just a doorstop. So The Fireman is about the near future, and there's a pandemic of something called Dragon Scale. Mm-hmm. And Dragon Scale is this disease, this virus. It's like based on a spore, and you get it. And what happens is you get these like crazy beautiful black marks on your skin that look like tattoos.
Yeah.
And then you start kind of getting like glowy, and then you start smoking, and then you combust.
Okay. Like you do.
Right?
Yeah.
Like happens. You know. So this is spreading, and it is, you know, like wiping out humanity. And as these stories often do, there's a band of survivors
that
have met up. And so it's dystopian in the future, but it's all about humanity and people blowing up and the firemen. And it's very, very good. It reads really well, but it's like 800 pages.
Yeah. The Fireman is what
the
it's called?
Fireman.
Okay. If you haven't checked it, if you haven't seen Lock and Key, Lock with an E at the end, Lock and Key, check it out, because it's Cthulhu Lovecraftian.
I never know how to say that word.
Cthulhu. Cthulhu, yes.
I'm not even. I hung out with a certain crowd
of people in high school, so.
Say it again?
Cthulhu. Wait, I just said it wrong. Cthulhu. There we go. yes.
Sorry.
It's a hard C at the
Cthulhu.
Beginning and then just Thulu. Yeah.
Cthulhu.
It's actually, it's pronounced basically the way it's.
And it's spelled, don't tell me, C T H. L-U.
U-L-U.
U-L-U.
Yeah.
U-L-U.
I did not expect to have this conversation when I woke up this morning.
Right.
Yeah. And so, it's set in Provincetown. I can't even describe it. Like, there's these keys, and you, like, stick them in the back of your head, and you turn them, and, like, things change. You can remove memories. You can grow.
This is
a graphic novel.
Ooh,
it's
cool.
Really, really good. And there's, like, an evil spirit that's trying to take over everything.
As is often the case,
right. But yeah, and there's like so much backstory, and like it's a generational family story at the same time, and yeah, it's really good. So check that out. But The Fireman by Joe.
Yes.
Hill. Okay. I'm gonna do one more, and then I'll let you take it over from there. I have not read The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay either.
Such a good book.
I know. And speaking of like comic books and graphic novels, I'm moving into the novel about it, and that's next after Blood Done Sign My Name. It's a big book on my shelf. It's like 700 some pages, so it's gonna be a project.
Long?
It's super long. I've got that and Team of Rivals by Doris Kearns Goodwin, which is another long book, and they're both side by side, and they're like taking up the entire shelf just between the two of them.
And then
I'm
if you move
to get through
one,
both
the
of
shelf
them.
Will tilt, so you got to like read them both at the same time,
or
not read them ever.
Yes,
I don't know.
It's a dilemma, is what it is.
So Michael Chabon, I don't
Cthulhu.
Know how.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. The author of The Adventures of Cavalier and Clay has some other great books as well. And one of my favorites is Wonder Boys, which was a fabulous movie and is also a great book.
I haven't seen or read either of those, so I'm going to have to check that out if Cavalier and Clay pans out. Okay, so what do you got?
The other book that I wanted to talk about, well, actually, let me sidebar for just a second. We have a couple minutes, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so long books in the summer. That's a thing, right?
Right.
Like, people choose long books in the summer.
You got to get through.
I think of them as more like winter reading, yet I often find myself like the long winter nights and reading a big fat book. I think of the summer as like shorter page turns.
Short, like,
so many people choose long books. The other one that I recommend that I reread last summer, I think, Lonesome Dove.
Oh, yeah.
Really long.
Is it McMurtry?
Yeah. Such a good book. But that's not the one that I was going to talk about.
Okay, what's the one?
And this one is next on my list. I meant to read it when it came out last year or the year before, and I did not. I did not grow up going to sleepaway camp, but my husband did, and it's like a formative part of his life. And all of our friends all went to camp together. So an author named Meg Wolitzer has wrote a book in the last couple of years called The Interestings. And the premise of it is it's like set in the mid-70s at a sleepaway camp for like artsy kids. And these five or six kids meet, and it follows them through their life and as they grow up and the culture of the time. So I love books with a cast of characters.
Yes.
I love coming of age novels, and this is kind of a group coming of age, and I love novels that are set in a particular place and time, so like upstate New York camp in the 70s. I just love that.
That's
so
awesome.
That's next on my list, also because it is coming out, or it might be out, as one of the new Amazon series.
Okay.
So there's a small screen version of it that I think is getting some fairly good press, and that's what I'm going to read. Not if, but when I finish the Joe Hill book.
Yes.
Because I will.
How far are you into the Joe Hill book?
I'm not quite 2/3.
Okay.
I'm more than half, and it's really great. I love reading like every page, but it's just. It's long.
Yeah.
I've taken a couple breaks. I've read some other things.
Yeah. That was me with the 50s, too. Like, I think I got through 3 books while reading that one.
Right.
Because it was just so long. You know, like, you put it down, you pick something else up, and you can, like, knock that out really quick so you feel the sense of accomplishment, and then you go back
to it.
Read another couple hundred pages. And like, well, that's another fifth of the book right there.
Right.
But it was good. Okay, we got to let you go. But Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library, thank you so much. Congratulations on the grant, and we're super looking forward to seeing the pop-up library.
Thanks,
or
neighbor.
Whatever we end
Soon
up
to be neighbor.
Soon to be neighbor.